This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Jefferson County commissioners are saying they have a deal with a bank to lower interest rates on school warrants. Sounds very technical, but it is a sign that there's a plan to exit municipal bankruptcy, and that plan could be on the way. We talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. And Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, what do we know about this deal between the banks and Jefferson County?
Well, it's the bank is DEPFA Bank. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a German-Irish bank. They hold about $160 million of about $814 million of school warrant debt. And, you know, this is not the sewer debt. This is a different, but they're all very important for getting the what the county has to pay every year down. They have agreed to accept a lower interest rate, which should save Jefferson County about $1.2 million a year.
So put this into context, I guess, how big a deal is this deal? Because after all, the county has many more creditors. This is school warrants. This isn't sewer debt. Put this into some sort of context.
Any deal with a creditor right now is important for the county. They're sort of playing this game. In Chapter 9 bankruptcy, there's sort of two ways of dealing with the bankruptcy. You can get all of your creditors to agree to what's called your plan of adjustment. That's that crammed down plan where they all accept getting less than what they were originally entitled to. That's probably not going to happen. There are just too many creditors out there. So the other way of dealing with this is to get one class of creditors, sort of one little type of creditors, to agree to the plan, and then you can go to the bankruptcy judge and say that all these other types of creditors, you have to accept our proposal, and then you litigate it. The judge, you know, puts his stamp of approval on it, and you're out of bankruptcy.
So does that mean that I guess we're getting closer to having something we can litigate?
Yes. I mean, this should mean that they are, you know, that much closer to having one class of creditors ready to go along with the plan. And that's big for the county as they move into this summer when they're really going to try to work through the rest of this.
Well, after a tumultuous year for the Birmingham Board of Education that saw a state takeover and the board's president resigning, this year so far has been much calmer. However, there was a bit of tension yesterday as the board voted down a measure designed to save energy costs, only to have the state reverse it. And Kyle, I guess, first of all, what was this conflict around a contract to cut the school district's energy costs?
Well, the contract is just to, it's with this energy consulting firm. They're going to try to make the school systems, the school systems buildings more energy efficient, so that they save, somewhere in the neighborhood north of $30 million. They would get somewhere north of $6 million of those savings. But the significant thing here is that you saw board members, last year we had that group we called the Dysfunctional Five, which sort of, the chaos they were causing is the reason why the state is here now. And since, Edward Maddox, the school board president, stepped down as part of a plea deal with the district attorney, and there's some turnover on the board there, and since the state had come in, we'd sort of seen things stabilize. We saw a group of board members who are working with the state. But this is the first time that that majority has fractured, and you had a new majority, six members last night. If Alana Edwards-Haynes had been there, you probably would have had seven members of this nine-member board who were against the state's plan. So at first, Ed Richardson said, we're going to do this anyway. Then he sort of backed off and said, well, we'll give it a little bit of time and talk through it. So, I mean, this is a significant split. I'm not sure if it's a trend yet, but we'll see.
Well, I guess we seem to be coming back around to this question we've asked throughout the state takeover. If the state is just going to overturn the votes of the board, even votes by a clear majority of the board, does it matter who is on the board or who isn't?
Well, I think it is a little bit more politically tenuous when you have seven members. They're only two votes shy of having a unanimous board. If that happened, then the state has to answer why they're really here.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.